Alabama Parable. My father leans down the barrel of a shotgun house and looks in both directions. At one end, my great-grandfather is leaking like smoke from my aunt's room, where in her body he has left the smell of fire. At the other end, my grandmother, Gassime, a bull reluctantly bound to her matador. It is barely a secret that this man is the one thing all the women in my family have in common. My father calls it a night so dark the dark could have been broken. Teaches me the hardest thing is to be loved by a woman you can't protect. My father looks down the barrel of a shotgun house, sees in my grandmother, hurt like prayer is a kneeling position, sees that fearing the wrath of God can make you name any angry man king. He still hesitates during a storm because once upon a time, thunder meant the Lord was working. Warns his girls to recognize the certain mole that marks men willing to pay for moonshine but never rent. Says to go for the knees, throat, eyes. He moves like his whole life depends on superstition, sleeps like he's listening for the creaking door, the smoke signals, the witnesses to my aunt's fires. 72 and tired of keeping secrets, every Christmas my father gifts me another, each an heirloom wrapped tightly in his mouth. Lesson one, there's no God in Alabama. Lesson two, where the road forks between faith and survival. Lesson three, no, my grandmother did the best she could. The kill shot, to leave a wounded thing with its heart still beating.